Let's try.
This is the Comically Fun Trading Card Game Podcast. I'm Garrett.
And I'm James.
And welcome back to episode two, technically episode three, episode two of Comical.
We have only done two episodes. There was nothing missing from this ever,
nothing at all. But we're back this next week, and we are playing more of the card game for you guys.
Yes, this time we swapped it up a little bit. Garrett now has the Heroes deck, and I've got the Villains deck this time around. Let's see if the results are similar this time.
Yeah, by results being similar, you mean me winning a bunch of
games. You only won a singular game in the last public video, I'll have you know.
Oh, the public video, okay.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, public.
The public doesn't know about anything else, you know what I mean? So that's if they don't see it, it didn't happen, Garrett. Come on now. They would see it. But they don't need to do that.
Okay, what about that?
Okay, well, maybe they do.
Yeah. But we are starting off. James, do you want to go first or should I?
Forest. Yes. No, let's roll for it. In true comical fashion, we have to roll 2d6 to determine who goes first. And that's a 7. That's a pretty high roll. Let me see if I can beat that. Would you look at that? I cannot. So Garrett does get to go first. I lose anything that's up to chance, typically. I'm not the luckiest man alive, but I am the best comical player alive. You know what I'm saying?
That should be the Flash's enemy.
The Flash's enemy?
Yeah, the luckiest man alive.
The luckiest man alive. Barry Allen is one of the most unlucky men alive, to be real with you. That is one thing. Like, the whole show was like the Oprah Winfrey show for the Flash, where everybody was like, you're faster than Barry, you're faster than Barry, you're faster than Barry. You know what I mean?
I like the first three seasons. I do not like the rest after
Flash.
I don't love the third season.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Actually, I quite hate it for a sort of character's reasoning.
Are you talking about whenever Iris got his powers temporarily?
No, that was like season 5, wasn't it?
Oh, that was like way into the future, I think.
Yeah.
I think Godspeed was in it, and it was executed not amazingly.
I don't remember too much after season 5.
Yeah, it's been so long since I've watched Flash the show. I've only watched a couple of it. I've seen clips here and there, but that being said, of course.
Starting off, first round, 1,000 credits. I don't have too much I really want to do right now. I'm going to play for 100 credits new issue, which will immediately regain me my 100 credits that I played.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm going to stay at 1,000, and that'll also give me an extra 100 credits every turn as well, for like five turns.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think I'm going to leave it at that for right now, and I'm going to pass it off to James.
Yeah, so to start myself off, I've got a decent start here. What I'll go ahead and do is I'm going to play Dr. Shroom in my main character position, and I will search my deck here for a Shroom bot to put directly behind Dr. Shroom as per his ability. Let's see. As far as follow-up plays to that, I don't have much else in my hand, but there is one small little thing I could do here. I'm going to have to go down another 200 credits to play Low Life Lemon Lobber directly behind Dr. Shroom as well.
Okay, loading up Dr. Shroom.
I then go all the way down to only 100 credits remaining. And at that, I'm going to...
How much did it cost?
How much did it cost? Yeah. Everything. I end my turn.
Okay. So the prologue is officially done. We go to turn one. And with it turning turn one, I get 100 credits plus the extra 100 credits from my new issue. So right now I'm sitting at 1,020?
Yeah. Yeah, not too sure about that, huh, buddy? Gotta take some accounting courses. 1,200, okay.
Yeah,
oh, dang, that's a pretty strong start, 1,200. Watch him pull Super Duperman turn one. He's gonna do it, guys. Watch it.
No. Speaking of a strong start, playing Super Duper.
Oh my god! I knew it. Oh my god!
I'm kind of down to like 100 credits from all the way down.
That's tough.
Vote for you. It cost me everything.
That is tough.
And so now, with that extra 100 credits, I can't do anything with it. I'm going to attack you directly for 100 damage off the bat.
There's nothing I can do about that except eat 100 damage and go to 200. That was pretty strong start. Pretty strong. Good, huh? Yeah. I got to give you that. Anything else you can even do on your turn?
No.
Yeah, I figured that might be the case. So my turn will begin. I also gain 100 credits per turn, but in my case, I control three characters, so as per the ability of Evil Laboratory of Doom, I will gain 50 credits for each of them, which will put me at 350 credits per turn. I'll draw for my turn. Given the fact that I'm at 350, oh, this is going to be a pretty strong start. I will go ahead and spend 200 credits to go down to 150 here. I play the new Pyramid Scheme event card.
Ooh.
And with new Pyramid Scheme, I gain 150 credits for each character that is under a main character on the board. So that would include both the low life Lemon Lobber and Shroombot. I think we're going to change this wording eventually to say sidekicking, because that's the kind of the common.
Right now?
It says, when played, for each side character you and your opponent has under a main character, gain 150. So we would probably say for each character sidekicking.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to talk about that later. But that will gain me a quick 300, putting me at 450 in terms of credits. So far. I think the best move here
to give up.
Man, yeah, you and giving up, let me tell you, you should have a higher degree of confidence in yourself, sir, or just people in general, I suppose. What I'm going to do here is I'll activate Low Life Lemon Lobber's ability to lob lemons at Super Duper Man.
Oh.
And Super Duper Man.
Like, no.
Not lemons. My only weakness.
You're so sour.
From my home world. yes. So he is going to receive minus 10 attack, minus 10 defense for that. I will then go ahead and move Low Life Lemon Lobber up, stepping him up to a main character, spending in Super Duper Man. I will take the Shroombot and step up the Shroombot, the rightmost position for me. Finally, I'm going to spend 300 credits going all the way back down to 150 to attach an asset to Dr. Shroom.
Okay.
I'm going to equip him with a mugging instrument because Dr. Shroom has the power of magic. This mugging instrument will grant him a plus 40 instead of a flat 40 to his attack.
Stupid ass.
Literally designed it.
I don't know who made that. Whoever's involved in that, I'll figure it out.
Oh, I bet you will. I bet you will. That being said, Dr. Shroom will attack you directly for 110 points of damage. And then the Shroombot will attack you directly for 30 points of damage.
Okay.
So you are 140 in the hole with that, my friend. My bank account is empty. I end my turn. but on another note, I end my turn.
Okay. So I gain plus 50 credits for Super Duper Man being on the field. What else?
Look at him. Squirm.
Did you draw a card last game?
I drew a card last turn, yes. I actually remember, unlike
other people. I did not draw a card my first turn, I don't think.
I bet you didn't.
I bet I didn't either.
Oh, my goodness.
That is my biggest weakness.
Oh, man. See, that's tough. That's tough. So, you know,
200, so turn two.
Yeah, that's true.
And I get an extra 100 for it being that, so I'm at 450.
Very true. Super Duper Man's weakness might be lemons, but Garrett's weakness is remembering to draw cards. I mean, this is not the first time.
Yes, it's first time ever.
Garrett's never forgotten anything in his life before. It's true. He was born with an eidetic memory, I think that's what they call it.
Is it called eidetic?
I'm pretty sure it's called eidetic or something like that. Memory, like Garrett taught the class in kindergarten. You see what I'm saying? He didn't even know that. He was so smart that he likes Super Duper Man created mental blocks in his brain to prevent him from using 100% of his power.
So speaking of using 100% of their power, for 300 credits, I'm going to play Unqualified Guard.
Oh,
my leftmost lane.
And no.
Start laughing.
Who's he going to blast?
He's going to blast Lowlife Lemon Lobber.
God damn it.
In the face. And so Lowlife Lemon Lobber gets squeezed for all of his and he's done.
That sucks.
Yes, it does. And so now, wait, how much of that?
Super Duper Man. That's tough. That's tough.
I'm going to attack your location for
90
points damage.
I will go down to 110 from that. Things are looking rough, people.
For James.
For me, but it's going to be all right. Because I believe in myself, Garrett. Anyway, anything else you'd like to do?
No, I'm good. I think that's it.
Yeah, turn. At the start of my turn, I will gain 200 credits per turn, going up to 350. Additionally, at last turn change, actually, the morale would have gone down to 60, which we forgot to do. But I forgot to do. But we're at 350 credits now. Plus, I control two main villains, which will give me
putting it up to 60.
You know what? I meant to go 40 here. But anyway, I will then go to 450 in terms of credits. I will draw for my turn. Oh, me too, buddy. Me too. What I'll do here is I'm going to go ahead and do some moving around, some swipping and swapping here for 400 credits. For 400 credits, I'm going to do something that only a side character can do. I'm going to play Captain Oblivious in the position of the Shroombot, which will knock the Shroombot down back to a side character. And I can then step up my Shroombot against Super Duper Man here. I will then go to combat on my turn. I will have Captain Oblivious attack your Unqualified Guard for 40 points of damage.
So he just gets obliviated.
Yeah, obliviated by Captain Oblivious. And Dr. Shroom will attack you directly for 110 points of damage. Didn't calculate that. You might have wanted to move the Unqualified Guard in front of Dr. Shroom. You know what I mean?
No.
Garrett regretting decisions.
So I was at 160. I'm down to 50.
Ouch. That's a tough start for the reigning champ over there. That being said.
Do you end your turn there?
Yeah, I'm going to end my turn there. I'm pretty happy. I am pretty happy where I'm standing right now.
It turns to turn three. I gain 300 plus 50. So 200, 500 plus that, so 600. So I'm at 600 credits.
Garrett knows how to calculate some credits.
That I do.
Don't have to have an accounting degree for that. I know how random that sounds. But small update to the comical world while Garrett is contemplating his next move. Recently, we just and life, and we recently just had our business cards made. We're gonna put up on the screen here an example of the business card.
Are we going to do that?
Garrett is going to put on the screen.
Yeah, we're gonna put up an image
of our business cards.
Dinosaurs and fire everywhere.
Yeah, and there's gonna be a cool explosion behind it and everything. So the kind that makes studio executives happy. It's gonna be some good stuff on that editing page. Garrett is going to have a image of a guy on a motorcycle literally jumping a shark. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I didn't know he could edit that well either, guys.
I'm going to play for 500 credits Ratman into my middlemost slot. 500 credits. It puts me down to 100.
Okay.
What is your health right now?
My health is, it's like 110.
So, with Ratman's ability, I can go and search my deck for any side character card.
Ooh, okay.
And I can put them onto the field.
Okay. Garrett's cooking out over here. He's having a stakeout, as they say.
So, I'm going to draw Orphan.
Orphan? Oh, no.
Are you scared of an orphan?
I'm a little afraid of an orphan because orphan, I think he can't be damaged by melee or fighting. Fortunately, Captain Oblivious doesn't have melee or fighting, but still, rough situation with orphan being there.
I should have it later. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll work that out later.
So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to attack and just destroy the Shroom Bot that's on that side.
Yep. Shroom Bot.
With that, Super Duper Man's ability pops, Inspire
Hope. Ooh, Inspire Hope. Okay.
And raises the morale of the board by 10, so it goes back to base of 50.
Yeah.
And I gain 200 credits, so I go up to 300 credits.
Okay. Also, at the end of Garrett's turn, when he does end, the morale will go up by another 5, since there is one more hero than there is villain on the board.
And
very dangerous.
That's where I'm going to end my turn for now.
Okay. Well, morale goes 55. On turn 3, we start by gaining 300 credits. And I control one villain, so I will gain an additional 50 credits from my location. But actually, I'll gain another 50 from Captain Oblivious. So I'll be at 450 credits here. This is a rough start. I'll go ahead and draw now.
So while James is thinking about how he's going to lose, I'm going to go ahead and talk about just some of the things that we've been working on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the main things that I've been working on is working on the website. We've also been working on getting a complete rule book. James has been working on that, getting some play mats made so that it's a little bit easier for everybody to see where we're putting things and why we're putting things like where we're putting them. Some things like that. We want to get little damage tokens as well so we don't have to use dice for everything. And some better protect cards so that they look a little bit more professional when we have them sleep. Things like that. We are working on a lot of things in the background. James, you look like you have something in mind.
I do.
Okay.
I pay 400 credits and go back down to 50.
Okay.
To play the Might Gem and attach it to Dr. Shroom, which will put his attack all the way up to 150 attack. Dr. Shroom will now attack Ratman for 150 points of damage. No, it's a one shot because it just barely one shots Ratman, but it does one shot him.
Oh my God, he just gets distorted and blown.
He does.
Oh, poor Ratman. He didn't prepare for that. He didn't have prep time for that.
He did not have any prep time for that. And thanks to the evil laboratory of doom, because I defeated one of your heroes, morale goes down by 5.
Okay.
Also, Dr. Shroom's ability, Shroom Doom, activates. because every time he defeats an enemy, it allows me to revive a Shroom Bot in the discard pile and play it behind him. So I'll revive my Shroom Bot and step it up against Super Duper Man. And while that happens, I will have Captain Oblivious.
What are you going to have Captain Oblivious do? Look into the camera, tell them. Tell them what you're going to have Captain Oblivious do to this orphan.
Captain Oblivious is going to attack the orphan. Captain Oblivious, with his super oblivious strength, runs through the city, smashing everything around him, and accidentally creates a chasm, which the orphan falls into. It's not what he does. What's he do to the orphan, Garrett? Maybe in the unfiltered version. Anyway, that being said, that's got to be my whole turn. That's as good as I can do right now.
Okay. So it goes to me, and it turns to turn four as well. So, let's see, I gain 50 credits for having Super Duper Man on the field. Along with that, I gain 400, so I'm at a total of 700 right now. Plus,
morale also goes down by 5 because I control one more villain. I cares.
And then that's still on the field for
one. New issue. Okay.
So that's 850 now. I pull a card and I cry.
He cries, people. Look at that. An interesting strategy in the game for sure.
Won't get him too far, but
won't get him too far, but it'll buy him some time.
Let's
maybe.
See.
So that's too good.
I'm gonna go ahead and play in front of Dr. Shroom. Super cat.
Now you're just trying to make all the viewers hate me because I'm taking down all the cute characters.
Yes.
You're like,
if I can't win the physical battle, I win the moral one.
That's fair, I suppose. That sucks, though.
So I have Super Cat, which lowers all the defenses on your side by 10. And,
yeah.
And along with that, so that I paid 100 credits for that, so I'm at 750 now. 750.
Let's look at him. See. Think. He's choking over there. Technically, he would survive an attack from Captain Oblivious here, though. So there's that.
I'm going to go ahead and destroy that Shroom Bot.
Okay.
So just send it flying across the city. Morale goes up by 10.
Morale does go up by 10.
And I gained 200 credits, so I'm at 750 now. I go up to 950.
Strong starts. Well, it's a bit past the start, I should say.
And let's see.
Look at that board. Shroombot.
Does Shroom have 90 health? Or did he have
90? So he has 90 health and 70 defense right now.
60 defense right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Supercat reduces his defense by 10. That is correct. While Supercat is on the board, all defenses on the enemy side are reduced by 10.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Hopeless in place of Supercat.
Holy crap!
And with that Supercat, I'm going to put over to this left side.
No.
I pay 900 for that. I lose everything but 50. And I'm going to hit Dr. Shroom for 150 maxed out damage due to my location health.
Holy crap. What is Hopeless's defenses?
Hopeless's defenses is 70. No, right now it's...
It's 100 now? So Hopeless should still take 50 points of damage from the exchange. Dr. Shroom, however, 60? Will take... 60 points of damage, or is it 80 points of damage?
Right now, he's sitting for 150.
150
of it.
I block 60 of it.
You take the rest.
Oh,
you get one shot.
Dr. Shroom is defeated.
Woo!
Oh my goodness. So that sucks. I lose.
That is where I end my turn.
So that was brutal. Right there. Very, very brutal. I'm going to go ahead and start my turn, I guess. I mean, that's pretty bad. I mean, I gain 400 credits for my turn. I control one character, so I go from 450 to 500 credits even. This is very tough. I was hoping I could survive, like, at least one of those things. Yeah, that is... That is a TV show.
You know, some stuff.
That's very true.
It's not a very good show, but...
I mean... It was a show made by Butch Hartman, if I remember. Hartman, that's it. Okay.
It's like the worst of it. No, it's not. Bones of the Beast is the worst. It's like the second worst.
I'm going to draw.
Okay, I'm just ignoring it.
I don't disagree with you. It's just, oh, dear Jesus. Oh, man. I am not squirming. That is a misrepresentation, sir. A huge misrepresentation of my actions. I am going to go ahead, spend 300 credits, go down to 200 here.
Okay.
Attach a power card to Captain Oblivious, the groin kick. To give him an additional 20. I will have
what are you gonna do,
Captain Oblivious.
Supercat in front of you. What are you gonna do?
Captain Oblivious will go ahead and kick Supercat in the groin. He will kick Supercat in the groin for 60 points of damage. And take him out. Oh no. I mean, as far as all I can do.
Oh man.
Okay, I will end my turn. Okay. However.
However what?
Captain Oblivious's effect will activate. You'll deal 10 damage to your location.
Oh, no.
Because he has a power attached to him.
He does 10 damage to my location.
So Garrett goes down to 40 fortification. And, yeah, that's it.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah. So
it's turn 5 right now, right? This ends, I get 600 plus 100.
Yeah.
So I'm at 700. 750. So 750, morale goes up by 10 as well. So
that's true.
It goes to 65. And due to my location, for every plus 10, I get an extra 100, so I'm actually going to be at 850 now. So 850.
This is so tough.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to equip Hopeless. With the one hit?
With the one hit?
For 500, I'm down to 350.
With Hopeless with one hit, instantly wins the game for those watching.
If you were at full health.
If I was at full health and I got hit with Hopeless with the one hit whenever Garrett's low on health, I would still lose.
And so I'm also going to, for 200, play Mouse Boy.
Just to cover all your bases, case. He could still misplay, y'all. He could misplay.
That is very true. His ability to go search for an asset card in my deck because I feel like it.
Garrett's getting style points right now. Devil May Cry style. Wow.
I'm getting extra combos.
Wow. He's juggling right now. He's just messing around. Oh, no. Yeah. He's going to hit me with that final smash in a second.
Melman suit for everyone wondering.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm going to attack you for a total of 300 damage with Hopeless and 90 damage with Super Duper Man.
Yeah, 390 will be more than my current health, so...
You don't say about that. What do you have? 110?
Oh, I'm at 40,000 health, actually. That so it's okay, definitely. It's a new rule called. It's a new rule called the James Advantage.
James Advantage initiative.
Yes. It helps underprivileged children win comical games. But anyway.
What you at? You're at 110, right?
Yeah, if I'm at 110 and I get hit with 390, negative 280, that's just wonderful, guys. I don't know what to tell you. That is surprisingly game. I will shake your hand half-heartedly at that. That's
I will be happy.
Okay. Exactly. You know how it goes around here, which sucks. Also, for those who might be watching and wondering, even though the text on the Might Gym states 100 credits, in actuality, it is supposed to be 400 credits. Yes. It was a misprint, but we've got it taken care of now for the most part. But yeah, no, we've got quite a few things different going on today, apart from just us filming this episode and recording everything like that. Later on today, I'm going to be going around to a couple of local card shops in the area and game stores, things like that, just to distribute some of those business cards that you saw earlier. On top of that, we are actually going to be having a booth at a local event that's coming up in November. I believe it's the first weekend of November, but I don't know the exact date yet.
We have a couple different events that we're looking at getting into. A lot more in the future as well. We want to get to a lot of different cons and like little events and things like that.
For now, locally, though, if you happen to be in the Baton Rouge area, we have plans to show up at LittleCon / I think they might call it MiniCon.
MiniCon
is the name. Yeah, MiniCon. I believe last year it took place off Jefferson Highway in Baton Rouge. We'll be attending that. Already spoken about getting a booth there, so we'll definitely have a presence.
A lot of things we want to do. We want to do a lot more play testing with a lot more people. We're getting prototypes, like better prototypes than these, to be able to do those with as well. We want to be able to have like everyone be able to play and get feedback on it, except for like just me and Jane playing, which is a lot of fun for me.
It is a lot of fun for us to play, but other people, we need to get the general public's opinion on it, more or less.
So since I won last game, as usual.
As usual? What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, it's nothing. People start to understand.
Okay, I see how it is.
So, let's see. I'm going to draw 7 cards. You can start this game.
I will start this game, in fact. Let's see what I drew.
We are using the same decks as last week. We are going to be using our 2 other decks in today's Patreon, this week's Patreon episode as well. So we will be using new decks for those, and the next week's episode we'll also be using those other decks as well, the more competitive ones. We just want to make sure that everyone's able to see us both play with our standard decks first. People get a better grasp of how the game plays normally before you start getting to more advanced stuff. And a lot of people also like switching it up between the more advanced and more standard stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to go ahead and start here in my middlemost lane. I'm going to pay half my credits off the bat, go down to 500, play Jack and a Hat in my middle position here. On top of that, I think what I'm going to do... but I am going to go ahead and end my turn, huh?
So it'll work one of these days.
Oh, one of these days. You know me. I'm tricked sometimes. It's just one of those days, as some very famous band once said.
Let's see what I want to do.
What doesn't he want to do, people? Garrett likes to imagine that he's the best comical player, but in actuality, we all know it's the James. We all know the James. I refer to myself in the third person because I'm that good at the game. It does make me better. It does. And that's why I'm here.
Okay, I'm kind of scared. I'm going to go up against the James.
It
was one thing when I was...
It was just James, but now I have a title.
James. It's more of a title,
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh. Man,
he should be afraid.
I am very afraid of the James.
Oh, yes, I would be too.
So I'm going to play for 400 credits. Also, we're all both back up to 1,000. For 400 credits, that puts me down to 600 credits. And I'm going to play Duper Boy.
Ooh.
On my rightmost side.
Okay.
And then I'm going to play Super Fan.
Oh. On my
leftmost side. And Super Fan, what he allows me to do is search my deck for any other side character. And he also costs 200, so I'm down to 400 credits.
Yeah.
He allows me to pull any other side character and just put them into my hand.
Dang, so he's stacking up the side characters over there, though.
Oh, yeah. That could no be, idea.
That could be dangerous. Could be very dangerous.
Yeah, but that's my middle name.
Dangerous is your middle name? Yeah. See, before I was just going up against Garrett. Now I'm going up against Garrett Dangerous Oob, I believe it is.
It's a weird middle name, I'll be honest. I'm happy for it.
Yeah, it sounds nice. Powerful, man.
But like, people get real confused, especially at D&D.
Are you sure this guy should be driving? That's how that would go typically. Yes, Dangerous is your middle name. Well, we'll see about that.
So in my middlemost lane, I'm going to play for 100 credits Orphan.
Of course. That's just wonderful.
And so that puts me down to 300 credits now.
Right? Okay.
Right. I think that'll be it. I think that's it. I think I'm happy with that.
Well, that is a start at the beginning of my turn.
Yeah,
the prologue ends.
And it goes to turn.
It does. I gain 100 credits for turn, which will put me up to 600. Plus, I gain 50 for controlling Jack in the Hat. I will then draw for turn with my 650 credits. Let's see what we can kind of do here. So I'm at 650 credits right now.
Can you straighten your location card? It's bugging me. If it bugs me, then it's going to bug everyone else.
Understandable. Does this look a little bit better?
I've noted. Oh, put it off to the left.
No,
wrong way. There we go.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead. Jack in the Hat has the ability... Pop out, yes. Which means he also has the pick a card ability. But with having pop out, until either he attacks or is attacked, he can't take damage to his HP. But most importantly, he has the projectile's power, which means he can, in fact, attack the Orphan.
Really? Two games in a row. Tell the people what you're going to do.
Jack in the Hat attacks the Orphan, sends him straight back to the foster care system with that one. You know, he does it. It was him, not me. I don't know why you're looking at me about that type of thing. It's totally him.
Yeah,
it's totally him. On that note, I'm going to have to end my turn.
Okay. So I have to get revenge for Orphan.
We'll see about that.
I did it last game.
He just got lucky last time. Got it.
So I'm going to draw my card. And let's see. I went up the 400.
It's quite a few.
Yes, it is quite a few. Some would say it's some.
Some would say it is some.
So I'm gonna
that's something.
Credits, and that gives me back the 100, and then it's going to last there for another 4 turns.
Oh, new issue gives you 100 credits the same turn you play it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it counts for the first turn. Which one is it? Man, I can't think. We have another card. The one that gets 175. Fundraiser?
Okay. I didn't realize that. I'll need to implement that in the future.
Yes. Yeah, that's like the whole point of playing them is that like some of them, not all of them, some of them give you immediate credit back, some don't. Like some character cards do that as well.
Like Dirty Cop, for example.
Yeah, it activates immediately.
That's true. Or in our other deck, Shady Loan Shark.
It's a little different. Yeah, it's a little different.
But that's in another deck, which the people haven't seen yet. We can't tell anything about that deck until we show it off. Oh, yeah.
Unless you're a Patreon.
Unless you're a Patreon and member, in which case you might get to see them in action.
Let's see what I want to do. James, do you want to tell a quick story?
Oh, yeah. Garrett is thinking over there. James, I am good at stories. Yeah, they call me James Good at Stories McGowan because of my goodness with stories.
So, Mouse Boy in front of
him. Okay, well. Yeah, that works.
So Mouse Boy, and then Mouse Boy allows me to go and search for any asset in my deck. And so I'm going to go and do just that.
Man, these side characters are going wild right now. Like, the heroes took a break or something? Like, what's the, you know what I mean? Like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. They took the day off. Ratman was like, you go handle it, Mouse Boy. I'm going to sit at home for a while.
So I'm going to grab that, and then I'm going to shuffle my deck. So I found what I wanted, and just going to shuffle my deck afterwards.
What did he find? The Ratmobile?
No.
He found the Ratmobile.
I did not find the Ratmobile.
I bet he found the Ratmobile.
I wasn't looking for the Ratmobile.
You weren't? Were you looking for, like, mutant serum? Or something like that?
No.
I bet he was.
You're bad at betting.
I am bad at betting, but that's regardless of the point.
So I was at 200 credits after that, and with that, I'm going to spend an extra 100 credits, and I'm going to attach Justice Bat.
Oh, no. And that's actually going to be pretty substantial.
And to attack your location.
Oh my god, 90 damage?
For 90 damage. Justice Bat does plus 20, but if you have super strength, it gives plus 50.
Are you attacking me with your super fan as well?
I'm also attacking with super fan. Okay. So for a total of 100 damage.
100 points of damage with just side characters.
Superboy is doing his super duper man impression.
The good news, though, Justice Bat breaks after that attack. That is a strong, powerful start for Garrett, but I have quite the response for it.
He has nothing for it. He's coping.
Hold on. I ran out of copium the last game, just so you know.
So I'm in my turn there. It's James.
Okay. James's go. I gain in the third person. So upon the turn change, morale actually goes up for the heroes to 55, because you control one more hero than I do. Actually, no, morale goes up to 60, because there can be no negatives to morale due to Duper Boy's ability.
Thank you for pointing that out for me.
You're welcome, sir.
Oh, wow.
Well, we need to show the proper rules of the game. That being said, I will gain 200 credits per turn, plus 50 from having Jack in the Hat. So I'm at 900 credits right now between the two. I'm going to spend 700 credits.
You don't have to, actually. It's
play a familiar face, Dr. Shroom, and I'm going to go find a Shrooming Bot from my deck.
Stop it.
Shroom Bot behind him. I think we all know where this is going, everybody. I'm going to go ahead. I shuffle this a little bit. I'm going to step Shroombot up to oppose.
I don't think you shuffled it.
Okay.
You should shuffle it more.
Garrett's just trying to cope right outside the stall. It's not going to save him. He's got 100 credits to his name right now. He's in a little bit of a pickle right here, is he not? No trouble at all. No pickles. Anyway, what I'm going to do here is Dr. Shroom is going to attack Duper Boy for 70 damage to defeat Duper Boy.
Okay.
The morale goes down by 5 since I defeated a hero. Okay. Shroombot is going to attack your super fan for 30 damage to defeat super fan. And morale goes down by another 5. And Jack in a Hat.
Is it minus 5 for every hero or the minus?
It says if an character? It says if an enemy is defeated, decrease the morale by 5. Finally, Jack and Hat will attack Mouse Boy to annihilate him, and morale goes down by another 5 to 45. The villains have wiped the heroes
Know about wiped. That's a big extreme, actually.
That serious. Yeah.
Mouse Boy did attack them back.
Oh yeah, he did. He did attack them back. It just didn't break any defense. So I'm gonna go ahead on that note and end my turn here. With a very decent start, I have to say. I can't complain about this at all.
Turn 2 is turn 3.
I believe this is just turn 2 because I went first this time, remember? Therefore, it is your turn.
Okay.
Look at him groan.
So I gained 200.
Oh, yes.
400. So I'm at 400 credits, a lot to work
with. Ooh, 400 credits is a lot to work with sometimes. I would be worried if not for this this interesting start that I have. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a tough one.
So, you see.
So, you see, he says.
I'm going to spend 200 credits.
Oh. Ooh.
Arrow. In front of
Dr. Shroom.
Dr. Shroom.
Interesting. So, interesting.
That puts me down to 200 credits.
You know. It does probably... save you, spare you a little bit of time.
and with that, I'm going to end my turn.
So, at the end of your turn, morale goes down by 10.
By 10, yeah.
So, we are now at 35 morale on the board.
He goes to turn 3.
Goes to turn 3. I gain 300 credits per turn, plus 150. 50 per character. So right now I would have 650 in total credits. What I'm going to go ahead and do now is I'm going to spend 400 of those credits to go down to 250. And upon going down to 250, No. I play Evil Villains Convention. And with the Evil Villain Convention, for each villain I control, I draw a card and gain 50 credits. So I will then go back to 400 credits. And then I'm going to draw 3 cards. 1, 2, 3. I wonder who designed that stupid card.
Whoever they are.
Needs to be fired. Oh, my God. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to spend 100 credits going to 300. And behind Dr. Shroom, I'm going to play a corrupt official. And I will gain 300 more credits due to his ability and go to 600 again. I will then go ahead. Oh, man. I was hoping I would have this particular thing, but I wasn't quite able to. Pull it off. Garrett's the very lucky man now. Lucky.
I don't even know what he's talking about, but I'm
really here's what I'll do. I'm actually going to go ahead and play the event card League of Villainous Evil for 300 credits. It'll let me search my deck for any villain and add it to my hand.
Ooh, that's fun.
It sure is.
That's a great card.
It sure is. You got to love it when people design amazing cards that are just so helpful.
It's so helpful. It all works so well together, too.
And I will add that one to my hand.
The cohesion of the deck is so good.
It sure is.
I wonder how that happened.
Me too, buddy. Me too. Put that there. Send League of Villainous Evil to the discard pile. I will then spend 200 credits going down to 100 to play the villain I just drew into. The Hypnocrit behind the Shroom Bot. And we have not. The Hypnocrit, when played, will force my opponent to pay me 100 credits at the start of every turn for 3 turns. So, on that note, Dr. Shroom is going to attack Arrow for 700 points. 70 Whoa. Points of damage to take him. How do you get take her out? Jack in the Hat will attack you directly for 50, and Shroombot will attack you directly for 30. So you take 80 points of damage, going to 220. Yeah.
So I'm still in the lead. I'm still winning.
Technically.
I'm still winning. Technically. Let's be honest. I'm still winning. You're at 200. I'm at 220. Who's the real loser here?
I end my turn.
Okay.
Upon me ending my turn, you will gain your credits, but you have to give me 100 of those.
Okay, so I gain... It's turn 3 or 4?
We're on turn 3 right now, so you're gaining 300 credits.
300. So I really only gain 200. So yeah. I'm at 400.
You got your new issue, though.
Yeah, so I'm at 500.
Oh, wow.
This is
Stop fun. Looking at the camera.
I look at the camera victoriously because everybody knows who the real champ of comical is. The undefeated James.
I think we should see what the win rate is. Just count up all of the games.
That's useless. Nobody needs useless that. Knowledge? No, okay. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that.
It's useless knowledge. Okay.
Pointless.
Yeah, pointless, really, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What I'm going to do.
Man, yeah, he's got to cry. Look at him cope, as the kids say. Ah, yes. The kids do say that, man. Ah, this is a.
I'm going to a built make board. A very strategic strategy. And not play anything.
Ooh. Yeah, he meant to do that, guys. He meant to do that. That is
the plan.
Impressive.
It's part of the plan. I have ideas.
Okay. At the end of your turn, I control 4 villains. Morale will fall by 20 at the end of your turn. So morale goes all the way from 35 to 15 on the board, which is looking pretty good.
Down by 5 whenever you knock out Arrow. 10.
It's 10. Morale is now 10. And my turn begins. People might sit here or not. They are really scared right now.
They're really scared right now.
They, yes. I will gain 400 credits per turn. So that puts me from 200 to 600.
Okay.
I will then gain an additional 200. Actually, I will gain an additional 250, which will put me, I believe, at 850 in total. Credits. Not that much. Yes, I will then draw for turn. Let's see here. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and spend 700 credits, go all the way down to 150, and attach the MacGuffin Gauntlet to Dr. Shroom. I will search my deck.
I'm not going to
Maybe not. Maybe not. I will search my deck here for, let's see, what's a good gem we could use for this?
God, I wonder which one he's willing to play.
I think I'm going to go find... I'm going to find the Might Gem.
Oh, wow. Couldn't have predicted that one.
Very original.
Big switch up here.
And attach the Might Gem to Dr. Shroom. Dr. Shroom.
Luckily, Dr. Shroom does not have super strength.
He does not. Otherwise, this would be very dangerous. Dr. Shroom has 130 attack, though, because he gains 20-20-20 from the gauntlet per stone attached to him. And he gains an additional 40 from the Might Stone. So right now, Dr. Shroom is attacking for 130. So what I'm going to do, Dr. Shroom will attack your location for 130. Jack in the Hat will attack your location for 50, and the Shroom Bot will attack for 30.
So you said 150.
This is 210 points of damage.
210. I'm at 220.
You live on 10 health.
It's possible. It is possible.
You know,
I could win this. I could pay.
He could come back.
It's possible. It all just depends. Do you end your turn?
I end my turn.
210 is crazy.
210 is crazy, bro. Lives on 10 health. Watch Garrett come back with like a crazy play. He draws in the Hopeless or something like that. Or Glass Cannon.
I don't think it matters. I don't think anything I could pull right now would make me win.
Or could it? I could see one way that you could win.
Go to 900. Because I pay you 100.
That sounds fair. Oh, man. Look at him, guys. He's struggling out of there. Struggling over there. Oh, he drew into hopeless. or glass cannon. You legit drew into hopeless? And you have 900. Oh, I was going to say. Glass cannon's the only other thing I could think that would save you. Because if you played glass cannon in your middle spot and you upped his defense to where he could survive a single attack from Jack and a Hat, he could do a mega blast that would hit all of them.
Yeah, but I would have to survive 2 turns for that.
You would?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because that attack only happens after I've been damaged. Like, I can use that after I've been damaged.
Oh, okay. If I get damaged.
So, what I'm going to do...
Look at him.
Squirm. So, I'm going to play... For 100 credits, Super Cat.
Dun, da, da, da. Oh man, Super Cat. That's scary.
And so now I'm down to 800 credits.
He dropped the defenses of my various characters.
800 credits. And with that, I'm going to spend. I'm going to spend 400 and equip it with Supersonic Punch.
Supersonic Punch to fight Dr. Doom. I'm
also equip him with for 300 Sonic Boom, so he does 50 damage plus 30. He's dealing 80 damage right now.
Oh no, dangerous. Super Cat can attack for 80 right now. That is a potentially dangerous combo, people.
And then I'm going to.
He ends his turn. At the end of his turn, the morale will hit 0. It bottoms out. I grabbed the wrong die for that. Yeah, the town is in trembling in fear. It is not going well at all. During my turn, we're on turn 5.
Yeah.
I'll gain 500 credits, go all the way to 6, and I'll gain an additional 200 credits. So I'm all the way back up to, I believe it's 8. Actually, I would go to 900 credits because of Corrupt Official. I was only counting villains for a moment there. But yeah, I go to 900 credits. I would draw for turn. Man. Yeah. Oh, man.
What do you say, oh, man, as if like you're in a dire situation right now?
Well, because... Just for fun, I'm going to spend 800 credits and go all the way down to 100. And in the place of my Shroom Bot, I will step him down, playing Brick Wall in his place. I'll then have Brick Wall attack your location directly for 60 damage.
Okay.
And then Jack and that as well. So it deals 110. Okay. You're now a negative 100.
Are you going to do anything else?
Dr. Shroom will attack the Super Cat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he will.
You don't have to do that.
He's evil, you know?
It's a cat.
It is a cat. So but cute. Dr. Shroom is evil. He would totally attack a cat, unfortunately. It's just how these things happen.
I don't think... Really,
what
this?
Well, what if what I don't? I think he is. What if instead? That's a really good point. I mean, if I had more credits, I could play a Western standoff instead between the Super Cat.
Let's do the math. So Dr. Shooter defense got taken down by.
That's true. So he has 60.
Super Cat
does hit him for 80.
He hits for 20
damage. Oh man! So yeah. Dr. Shroom, he did stub his toe in that interaction. But yeah, Super Cat also gets hit in the face for 130 points of damage.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And that is
game.
That is definitely game, people. Oh man!
Not draw into a single full character. That's just unlucky. I
Brainstorm would have been my next top deck. So, I mean, it was pretty good. Ooh, Stark Mint. You should have had him earlier.
I should have had
him. That would have been very beneficial.
Who did I pull with Superfan? I pulled the right person.
That's something else.
Stark Mint.
Well, everybody,
get that.
If you like watching Garrett lose, be sure to tune in to the next episode of the Comical Podcast. What usually happens, just so everybody out there knows. Garrett, he's a professional loser. That's what I'm saying. Don't look at any ratios or anything like that. That being said, of course. Be sure to tune in to the next episode of the Comical Podcast. We are also going to have our unfiltered episode posting sometime later today on the Patreon. And we may even be revealing a new deck early, or maybe even a couple of new decks, just depending on how we feel early today. That being said,
along with that, we also would really appreciate everyone subscribe or follow the podcast. We are streaming on every single major podcast platform now. So if you guys want to be able to support us, we really appreciate anything, any kind of support on those platforms as well. And of course, we do have the all of our links down below with the Patreon, along with like all of our social medias.
We also recently started a community Discord as well. So we're going to have the link for that in the video as well. Feel free to come join that. Just chat. We need to fill it up with some people. Everybody.
We just really appreciate everyone that has watched, especially if you watch all the way through, or if you're just listening to the podcast. We really appreciate it. Every little bit helps, especially now when we're just starting. It does. Yeah. Tremendously help us out with just even having a little bit of support here and there.
Absolutely.
Having people share it around. Because especially right now, we're very early on.
In the development of the game, for sure.
And again, it's a lot of fun. We've been having a ton of fun just playing this for you guys. I mean, we had a lot of fun even just playing it off the camera.
Oh, yeah.
And again, we'll have plenty of more episodes going up. We're going to be doing them weekly, every single Thursday. And we're going to try to make them the exact same quality every single time, try to make these as fun and memorable as possible. But, yeah, do you have anything else?
Yeah. There was one other thing I was thinking about as well. Yep. We'll let everybody know as we have more local events and things like that coming up with public playtests available at different spots. We don't have anything done just yet. Hopefully by the next video podcast, episode 3, we're going to have actual play mats done by them. Yeah. And so everybody will be able to better understand like all the positions and everything we put the characters in, things like that, more or less.
Yeah. But we had a few people that asked, I want a card or I want to be able to get these. Right now, all of it is in the prototyping stages. We don't really plan on going live with it for a while until after we probably we're going to do a Kickstarter for it.
Yeah.
Probably still several months after
that. Yeah, more than likely that will be early 2025 that we'll see the official launch of the game, more than likely. Yeah. But that could potentially happen faster depending on how much support we get. So please just share this video, give us like, follow us on whatever platform you're on. Definitely helps us out. But yeah, I think that's about everything.
Yeah, we really appreciate everyone that came out and watched us. And we'll see you guys later.
Signing out.